So Be'ezras Hashem, we start Masechtas Idyas. So Masechtas Idyas is interesting Masechta. It's really just a collection of different psakim, different rulings, with many different topics that deal with all the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah coming together in one Masechta. It was made up in Yavne after the Churban Bayis Sheni on what is called Baibi Yom. What was Baibi Yom? That was the day that Rav Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to the Nasi. Rav Gamliel was very makbid who they let into the yeshiva, and the Gemara says that that day that Rav Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the Nasi, so they added many benches, and there was a lot of things that were settled as halacha on that day. So this Mishnah, Idyas, which comes from the word Edus, so it means these are reliable sources for these psakim and these dinim. That's why the Gemara in many places refers to Masechtas Idyas as Bechirta, the choicest one, because whenever there's one position in Machlokes Tanaim and it's cited in Masechtas Idyas, the halacha follows that position. So we start the Masechtas. The first Mishnah says like this: Shamei Omer Kol Anoshim Dayon Shaiton. So the rule is like this: a tamei nida is metamei whatever she touches. So we're always worried that maybe from when she finds the dam, maybe she was really already tamei nida, maybe there was already dam earlier in the Beis HaStarim in the hidden parts of her body, and she was really tamei earlier, because once the blood leaves the makar, the womb, she's already tamei. We just don't, she didn't realize that she became tamei until later. So when do we assume, how far back do we go from when she realizes that she's tamei to go back to say that everything she touched was tamei? So Shammai says, Kol Anoshim Dayan Shaitan. You only go from when she finds the dam. Anything before that, we presume that it's tar. The hill Eimer Mikpida, Mifkida Lifkida. You go as far back as the last 24, the last time she checked. The last time she checked for dam, it could even be a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Afilu Yamim Harbe, even for many days, unless you know she last checked, everything she touched that was tar for the past time till the last time she checked is going to be tummy. The Chum like the Rezev like the Rezev. The Chum said Allah is not like Shammai or Hillel. Elamei Ace la Ace, Mima Etes al Yad, Mi Pkida la Pkida. 24 hours will be Mimayet in the Pkida la Pkida, meaning if let's say she hasn't checked for a week, but she found out a week later, you only go back 24 hours. That's what it means. Me Ace la Ace is Mayet in the Pkida la Pkida. And also, let's say she checked 6 hours ago, so then even though it's within 24 hours, you only have to go back 6 hours, because since she checked 6 hours ago, you know for sure that she did not have the dam in the last, prior to those 6 hours, and you only have to be metame things that were before that. Any woman who has a set time for when she sees dam, that is the last, so then you don't have to worry that the dam came earlier, because that's the time when she ordinarily gets it, and she has a set time when she gets the dam, so you don't have to go back at all. Hamashameshes be'idim. If let's say a woman does bedikos before and after tashmish, which was customary, so hareze kipkido, so meaning she checked right after tashmish, and you only have to go back to that last checking. So that's mema'etes al yad me'es la'es, al yad mi'pkida la'pkida. That will be mema'et even in me'es la'es, or even if she hasn't checked prior to this tashmish, she didn't check till, let's say, a week before that, you only have to go back to the checking that she did from the last tashmish. Now, the chiddush in this is, why is this a chiddush? She checked. So, of course, the chum hold, you only go back to the last time she checked. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that during the tashmish, we're worried that maybe some of the dam got lost together with the Zera, and she didn't notice it. Still, the Mishnah teaches us that is good enough to be considered a checking, and you don't have to worry about anything she touched prior to that last Pekida, to that time she checked after the Tashmish. Shammai Omer, Mishnah Beis, Shammai Omer Mikav L'Chalo. So how much flour do you need in order to take off, to be Mechuyiv, to take off Chalo? So Shammai says, Mikav L'Chalo. You have to take off, if you have a Kav, which is approximately 24 bayim, 24 bayim of flour, so then you have to already take off chalav. Hil aimer mikabayim, you need two kav, so that would be 48 bayim in order to be chayiv in chalav. Machlokestin Shammai and Hil is, we learned it out from the man. They both agree that there were two kavin of man given every day. Shammai says, you're right, there were two kaven of man, but each meal was one kav, so you only need one kav in order to be chayv and challah. Well, it says, no, you go by the whole day. The whole day was two kaven, and you need two kaven of flour in order to be chayv and challah. You need one and a half. Why? Because the chacham hold that even though they agree that that was the shear, but they hold that the midas changed, the measurements changed, and therefore, meaning they're masking to Shammai that you really only need one kav, but since the midas changed, they are, so you need more of today's kavin in order to make up what the man was, so you need one and a half to make up what it was. Umishagdilo amidas, and now that the sizes got bigger, amru chameshas revam kemach, so they said you need 5/4 of a kav in order to be chayiv in challah. So it's really 1 1/4 kav. So it got less because now the measurements got bigger. So chameshas revam kemach, 5/4, which is 1 1/4, That's how much you need in order to be chayiv in challah. Rabbi Yosi Omer chamisha p'turin, chamisha v'oid chayavin. You need really more than 5/4. You need a little more than that. So you need plus 5+ kavin in order to be chayv in challah. Rabbi Yosi comes from the fact that he holds that the bayim, the size of bayim today, are smaller, our eggs are smaller than they were back then, and therefore you need a little bit more than the 5 revam of kemach in order to be chayv in challah. Have a good day.